This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So it's funny. Wanted to do this ESPN mock draft from, is it Matt Miller? Is that their new guy? Their new McShay? Matt Miller?
Yep.
Just to take a look and how different it is, A, when you're drafting at the end of the first round. And this particular mock draft has the Lions drafting 31st and Kansas City drafting 32nd. But also, when you start thinking about the field of players that'll be there, you know, all the top guys are picked over, but let's face it, our GM does a great job in other rounds. So picking 31st, I expect he'll be able to find a player because he always does. But it's a completely different exercise now. Like, I threw Tyler Warren's name in there, right?
Tyler Warren, yeah.
The tight end from Penn State, because if he's the best player available, I mean, they could take him. You know, they could take almost anything, right?
They could take almost anything. And I think that the first thing, obviously, you would say is best player available. But I also think that some things are coming into focus as to where they might want to look a little closer at certain positions.
So what do you, what would you take? You got a pick?
I do.
Pick us in?
I would take the interior offensive lineman.
Jonah Savea-Naia?
Sure.
Okay. From Arizona.
Yes. Because you start looking at guards and center. You know, Frank Ragnow, I love Frank Ragnow. I think he's the best in the league. But how many more years is Frank Ragnow going to play because of his injuries that he continues to deal with? Toughest guy we've ever seen. But he's not going to play forever. And you look at the guards, both of those guys, Glasnow and Zeitler, are veteran players that are probably starting to get on the downside of their careers. So you got to start thinking about replacing those guys. And I don't know where they are in terms of the guys they've drafted over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. where Mahogany fits into this whole thing, Gio Manu, where he fits in this whole thing. You know, are they developing quickly enough where they feel like, oh, these guys are going to step in the next year or two and be able to fill those shoes? Or do they need to go out and really look at using some draft capital and take somebody who's a high-quality player coming out of college as opposed to a project?
It makes some sense. It makes some sense. So, according to Matt Miller, the pick is in. And with the 31st pick of the 2025 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Jonah Savea-Naia, the interior offensive lineman from Arizona. Well done, Scott. And there you go.
It's not about, look, matching up what he's going to do. It's just what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get the authentication stamp because you agree.
That's what I was looking for.
You and Matt Miller.
I was looking for Matt Miller's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got it.
But Matt Miller used to be my neighbor, actually.
What?
I had a neighbor named Matt Miller.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Not the Matt Miller.
Yeah. So, because we were talking about building this team and this mock came out today, I was like, all right, let's do this because it's a totally different look at how things how things are now where they're at. 248-539-9797.
I do have a question real quick. This is like, they're so, you know, well built and they have a lot of, you know, not a lot of holes, right?
Yep.
And of course, the offseason, we're going to figure out a little bit more because do they re-sign Carlton Davis, a bunch of this stuff, you know, we don't know. But with that being said, do you even look at, because I didn't hear you mention his name, so I don't know if he was drafted or not. What if, like, Quinn Ewers is there? Like, I know, listen, we know Goff just got the big extension, but is this a Jordan Love, you know, Aaron Rodgers type deal, or is it where the talent's too good to pass up at that position? You're drafting second to last in the first round.
It's weird because I don't think you need three quarterbacks. I do think you need two quarterbacks, and it depends on the faith in Hendon Hooker at that point. A third quarterback.
I wouldn't do it. I was just asking you guys.
But you know, here's the other thing. Like I mentioned Tyler Warren. They don't need a tight end, and yet the talent might be too much to pass up, you know?
But at least you could play two tight ends at once in this league.
You can play two tight ends at once. You're right.
You know, I still look at edge rusher, personally.
Yep, and the kid from Arkansas was the highest rated player there. And I mean, but next year, in theory, they'll have Aiden Hutchinson and Za'Darius Smith. And now Smith isn't likely long-term, right? So you could be developing your next guy behind him. If the edge rusher matches up, that could make sense, just as much sense as the interior offensive lineman, which is basically we're drafting this guy. Our first-round pick has we have little intention of even playing him.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it depends where they have him on the draft board. If there's an edge rusher there that they deem as a top 15 player in the draft, then he's available to you at 31. Okay, I understand that. If this guy, that the offensive lineman they have is valued, they have him as the 25th player overall in the draft, then you go best player available. I totally understand that. I think the tight end thing is interesting, that could play a role in things moving down the road here, because it absolutely could.
Could. 248-539-9797. Steve's in Warren. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? I got to agree with Gator, man. You got to go interior line because ours is getting older, and that's what makes this team go. Without the interior line, Goff doesn't pass as well, and Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't run as well. So the O-line's extremely important. I think that's the way you really have to go, and you give these guys time to develop. 100 people that really know what they're doing. So that's my opinion.
I think the only thing I would disagree with you is the phrasology you used. I don't think it's what Gator said. I don't think you got to do anything, and that's kind of the point. But it makes sense. Let's go to Steve next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
All right, Steve.
So I definitely agree that offensive line is very important for Detroit. But I do think you can find guards and centers later in the draft, and I trust Hank Fraley to be able to develop those mid-round guys. The guy I would take here is Kenneth Grant, and for multiple reasons. One, size and speed-wise, he gives the Lions to be able to do multiple fronts, especially with him and the Lee McNeil. You know, they could switch in between nose. Even if they went to a three-down lineman set with Anzarike, Grant, and McNeil, and Hutch, there's different things I would think they're going to be able to do with a guy with that size and speed, who I think, as he gets into the pros and he keeps developing, is going to be, I honestly think, a better version of Jalen Carter. So I think this could be a guy that we sit and plug in at defensive tackle for 10, 12 years along with Hutch and McNeil and really cause teams issues.
He's an incredibly talented player. Last year when he chased down the Penn State running back in midfield from behind, everybody was like, whoa. But Kenneth Grant's extremely, extremely talented.
He hasn't had the great season this year.
No, he hasn't, but none of them really. Well, they're doing things that don't show up on the stat sheet, as always, at that position. Talking with Wink about it a little bit. But bottom line here is incredibly talented player. Now, if he falls out of the first round, that would speak, and he doesn't go in the first round, and it would speak to two things. One is that the league may feel that way about him, and two is maybe he doesn't come out. 248-539-9797. And that concludes our draft talk. I didn't want to get into a full-scale draft conversation.
You started it.
I did start it. There's no question I started it. I'm wrapping it up as well, just because it's just interesting when you look at what this team needs. It's just not as much. You are literally probably draft and stash for who's going to replace DJ Reader, who's going to replace Zadarius Smith, who's going to replace Ragnow or Zeitler or somebody like that, and some of the few positions where they actually have old players, because not a lot. All right, we got sidetracked a little bit. Are you at all like Jack Campbell, Detroit Lions linebacker, who was muttering in the corner of the locker room, according to our Birchie, about something kind of off the field? We'll get to that today at 11:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.